This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
People really don't know what their expenses will be because they don't know how long that they're going to live.
Obviously, the older you are, the more secure your income you are.
It's going to more safe things that they know. If they know they're going to need that money to supplement their retirement, well, then you can't play that risk.
Welcome to From Diapers to It Depends with Robert Goldsmith. Robert has been an expert in the financial services arena for over 30 years, and now he wants to teach you a few tricks of the trade. And now, From Diapers to It Depends with Robert Goldsmith.
Good morning. Good morning, Tampa Bay. Good morning, USA. Welcome back to From Diapers to It Depends, episode 4. And we are here and excited to be talking about some of the things that are happening in the world today. That being said, we all know that the elephant in the room on Monday was a 1,000-point drop in the stock market, which certainly has some people challenged. And I would tell you this, that I've had conversations with people because the stock market was, in my opinion, artificially inflated. And we knew that at some point there was going to be a correction. Now, the stock market is headed back a little bit yesterday, maybe on the way a little bit back today, but still hasn't recovered. And the irony is that if you did the numbers, total amount of, I'm going to say, net worth that was lost over that period of time actually exceeded trillions of dollars. And I don't know the exact number, but it was in the trillions. So that's a pretty large number. Now, the interesting thing is that when we talk about what we do for people, certainly there's a unique advantage to being able to have some of that potential without having all that risk, particularly with your retirement money. And that's what we're going to talk about today on From Diapers to It Depends. Now, if you're listening in Tampa Bay, give us a call at 727-441-3000. Again, that's 727-441-3000. And you can participate on the show live today. In addition to that, if you have questions, one of the things that we've been encouraging people to do, because we know we have a lot of clients all over the country, and certainly if you're in the West Coast, 6 a.m. isn't always the appropriate time to be waking up or talking on the radio. So we want to encourage you to actually email us your questions at financial411@att.net. Again, that's financial411@att.net. And certainly you can, you know, give us a call, and that will be something that will assist you along the way. So again, 727-441-3000. So I'm Robert Goldsmith here with my wife, Deanna.
Hi, y'all.
And she is here with us, and she's going to take your questions and, more importantly, talk a little bit about our second segment, which is on Medicare, Social Security, and things that might be of value to you. You know, the interesting thing is that as we talk about retirement, which is something most people never prepare for until it's too late, one of the things we recognize is that people don't have all the information to make the right decisions. So they often spend time listening to the person in the next cubbyhole, right? So for example, you're at work, you're talking to somebody and said, hey, I think I'm going to put my money in XYZ, or I think I'm going to use an annuity, or I think I'm going to, and they don't have a clue. They don't understand how it all works. And I'll bet if I asked you, what's the difference between a Roth IRA and an IRA or traditional IRA, the average person doesn't have an answer to that question. They don't know. Now, you can Google it. It's online. But most people just don't take the time to do it because they don't find it as intriguing as they do, let's say, for example, a movie or a comedy show. And as a person who has done both, you know, I've been to movies and I've actually performed in comedy shows. Here's an interesting perspective. And I think you'll get the message I'm trying to relay here this morning, which is that if I'm on an airplane, whether I'm heading to a show or on vacation, and I tell people sitting next to me that I perform stand-up comedy, what often happens is for the next 2.5 to 3 hours, they'll talk my ear off. Well, we'll talk about comedy, we'll talk about shows that we've done, locations that I've been, and they always have a joke. The reverse of that is if I tell somebody that I'm a financial advisor, I work with your money, or I do retirement planning, the odds are good they don't even pay attention. Like, oh, I've got a guy that does this, or I've got a guy that does that. They don't ask the questions. And the crazy thing is that I've actually helped to mentor over 1,800 financial advisors across the country. And what makes that unique is that these are people who are out there every day providing insight and or information per se to the person they're doing business with, only to find out that most of them don't really have all the insight or the information because they're new to the industry, right? And the best part, of course, is that they do have to start someplace. I get it. I understand that. And you have to have a good mentor in order to be able to really deliver the right information. So one of the things I would encourage you to do is I wrote an article for Forbes on Forbes.com that is called Should Your Retirement Crash? Now, you can just Google the phrase Should Your Retirement Crash, and that article will come up. And it talks about the key component to financial planning, which is that everything that you do financially actually needs to work in conjunction with one another. So let me share with you what I mean by that. That means that when you're planning your retirement, you have to have your tax man talking to your retirement account, who's talking to your life insurance policy, who's talking to your Medicare, and is also working in conjunction with Social Security. Because believe it or not, all of those little things work together, which means that when you actually retire, if you don't know that you're taking a capital gain, or you don't realize you took a capital gain, it could affect your Social Security or your Medicare for a couple of years, meaning that you're going to end up paying tax on your Social Security you might not have to pay tax on before. You're also going to end up doubling your Medicare premium. So the key component to retirement planning is understanding that you have to have somebody that understands the rules of engagement. So I'll get back to our conversation that we started with, which is, where is the stock market headed? And it was interesting because obviously as a person who's trying to keep up on all the things and the changes, and there's no way that one person can actually do that completely. But I was reading articles by some of the legends of the economic industry, if you will. And they were saying that this is the one time you might not want to buy the dip. Now, what does buy the dip mean? It means that if the stock market is on the upswing and you've been purchasing or you had money invested into the stock market, and now because of this drop that we just saw, your value has dropped and the price of the stocks that you owned have dropped, some people would say, well, this is the right time to buy again. I'm not opposed to that. Buying the dip makes perfect sense, and it's made a lot of people a lot of money to do that at the right place, the right time. Question is, when is the right place and the right time? And if the economists are suggesting that this is the beginning of a recession, if not a depression, then it might not be wise to buy that dip, right? Now, again, things are going to change day to day. They always do. The crazy thing is our gas prices change just like the stock market, right? Do you ever look at your gas price? Notice it goes up and down like the stock market. Happens all the time. So because of that, people are debating whether they should be investing back into the stock market now or whether or not they should just sit on the sideline and allow it to kind of see what happens and then go from there. Well, I don't have the answer to that because if I was to tell you that, that'd be giving you investment advice. We don't actually give investment advice on the air, but I can tell you that that's a philosophical approach that some people have used in the past. So I would encourage you, you know, get with the person that you're working with right now, but keep in mind that you have to be in a position where it makes sense for you, and you have to have the one very important commodity most people don't have: time, right? And what I mean by that is that the greatest asset that most kids give up, and so this is to the millennials and the Gen Zers, is time, right? So for example, you could start today with some of the online applications and you can buy fractional shares, right? You can get involved in the stock market and you can do it for little bits of money, like 25, 35, 45 bucks. And you can at least find something that you feel good about, and you can start investing into that kind of a program, right? Where you've got something going on and at least you feel like you're making an investment. That doesn't mean that the value of that particular item is going to always go up, and it doesn't mean that it's going to make you profit, but at least you start to feel the emotions that go with investing. And sometimes the emotions play on us, right? So for example, if you had invested, let's say a week ago, into any particular stock, maybe a tech stock, and it dropped dramatically, you might be going, oh my God, I just lost a ton of money. And if you're 65, you can't afford to do that. If you're 25, no big deal. Usually they'll come back. Usually you can make that buy the dip philosophy work for you. So different things, different ideas, different strategies, depending on your age, where you are, and where you want to be. So that's what's happened in the stock market this week. And certainly that leads me to a discussion on one of the things that we like to do for our clients, which is as they're nearing retirement. Now, this is maybe not for the 25-year-old and the 35-year-old, but as you start to near retirement, there comes a point in life where you have to say, do I have enough today? Do I have enough set aside today that will give me the opportunity to know that what I've got can create an income that would last the rest of my life, and more importantly, it'll make me comfortable? Well, that's where we come in. What we do at Financial 411 is we actually take a person's entire portfolio where they are today. We analyze the pros and the cons of making different decisions. We look at how much debt they have, where their mortgages are, what the, or when they plan to take Social Security, right? Their Medicare premiums. All of that has to be kind of, I'm going to say, calculated into a person's overall portfolio for their retirement. And that's what we do. We do that for you. We'll take all of those ins and outs. We'll create a plan of action. We'll look at your Social Security, your Medicare, your mortgage payments, your car payments. We'll look at all that and try to devise a plan that's right for you so that you're in a position so that you can actually retire the rest of your life without having any concerns. Because the number one thing in retirement, people are concerned about running out of money. So when we get back for our next segment, we're going to talk about what a fixed indexed annuity is. We're going to take some of the questions that have come in, and we will address them so that you know you're in a position so that you can start to analyze where you want to go. You want to look at where what your income will be predicated on, you know, past performance, and then decide whether that's something that will be comfortable for you. And if you're not in that position where you think it'll be comfortable, then again, reach out to us and let's start looking at where you can start making contributions to programs, whether it's a fixed savings account, whether it's a fixed indexed annuity, whether you want to tap into gold and silver. We'll have a gentleman on next week about our gold and silver programs so that you can look at where you need to be, what you need to invest in, what you feel secure in, and then create a plan of action that will be just right for you. Hey, my name is Robert Goldsmith. We're going to be back with questions. Deanna will be asking questions of some of our clients who've actually called in or left emails for us, and then we'll take your calls if you've got it at 727-441-3000. Again, that's 727-441-3000. I'm Robert Goldsmith, and we'll be right back.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
On Tuesday, the Rays are in St. Louis to take on the Cardinals, and Brandon Lau wasted little time in getting Tampa Bay on the board.
Swinging a high drive, well hit into right field. Burleson turns and looks, and the Rays have an early lead. A two-run homer for Brandon Lau. Have a 2-0 lead in St. Louis.
But a two-run home run by Victor Scott II would tie the game at two, and then later in the inning, it was former Ray Tommy Pham.
Fly ball well hit into left field with DeLuca to the warning track. Now at the wall, and it's gone. Two-run homer, Tommy Pham. And the Cardinals take a 4-2 lead.
The Rays would pull back a run in the ninth on a Johnny DeLuca RBI single, but ultimately came up short. 4-3 the final score. They'll try to bounce back with Taj Bradley on the mound on Wednesday at 7:45 p.m. With your Rays report, I'm Chris Evans.
Catch the Rays all season on the Rays Radio Network. For tickets, visit RaysBaseball.com.
Hi, this is Paul Molloy, host of Freedom Works, The Paul Molloy Show. I hope you'll join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 10 to 11 a.m. Eastern Time, here on the TAN Talk Radio Network, where we strive to bring you the libertarian perspective on political events of the day. There's no show quite like Freedom Works, with in-depth interviews, our ultimate top 10 list, and so much more. So join us for Freedom Works, The Paul Molloy Show, every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 10 to 11 a.m., here on the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Are you looking for a job? Join me, Gene Hodge, on the Employment Opportunity Hour from 7 to 8 p.m., where I will tell you and share with you, as well as answer all of your questions and help you find enjoyable employment instead of a job. This is the only talk show that talks about everyone who makes up our workforce. Join me on the Employment Opportunity Hour from 7 to 8 p.m. on the Employment Opportunity Hour.
That's the Employment Opportunity Hour, Wednesday nights from 7 to 8 p.m. on the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Back and welcome back to From Diapers to It Depends, your anything goes talk radio program. Today we're talking about your money, right? And how to actually secure it, how to create a retirement income. And it was interesting because in the first segment we talked a little bit about investor economists suggesting that maybe this is not the time to buy the dip. And one of our good friends and clients put on Facebook Live, I got to tell you what she said because it's funny. She said, buy the dip means don't date the guy who is suggesting to see your financial portfolio. So don't buy the dip, okay? So just thought we'd bring that up.
Hey, say thanks, Kathy.
Thank you, Kathy. I appreciate it, Kathy, calling in. A little bit of comedy for you. Hey, so Deanna's going to actually get some questions that we were talking about this week where we talked about, and next week we'll get questions from clients that come in just periodically. Deanna's got some of them, so we're going to go ahead and let Deanna ask the questions. We'll talk about them, and so here we go.
Okay, I have a question that came in from Gary from Tennessee. He was panicking about the stock market yesterday, and then he said, well, I feel secure because my money's an annuity, but then I looked and realized, wait, my wife's annuity didn't have any change, but mine did. And further looking into it, I noticed she's in a fixed annuity and I'm in a variable annuity. I didn't know there was a difference with annuities.
Great question. So here's the interesting thing there. Are fixed indexed annuities. The best description of them is that they're actually a product, or it's a savings account with an insurance company. So let me repeat it. It's a savings account with an insurance company. Now, what's the difference? If you went to a bank and you get a savings account, what you're usually getting is a fixed return. Now, because of the higher interest rate economy that we're in right now, you can see savings accounts at 2 to 3%. You can see CDs at 4 to 5%, correct? But a savings account with an insurance company that is in a fixed indexed annuity basically works the same as a savings account in the sense that you cannot lose your principal. You cannot lose your principal. However, the growth is going to be predicated on the performance of an underlying index. So that index could be the S&P 500, it could be the Dow Jones, it could be a financial institution's own index, right? So there are variations of indexes that are out there, and each indexed annuity will give you the opportunity to choose from the fixed account that's currently in there, or to play the S&P, or to play the Dow Jones, or to play the NASDAQ, or any of those that they have made available in their portfolio. So when that market goes up, you're going to get a percentage of that gain. So let's say the NASDAQ was the one you were playing, and 10%. Well, you might be getting 80% of that 10% or an 8% return. Conversely, if you are actually in the market and the NASDAQ went up, you might get the full 10%. However, where the difference lies is in the decline. That means that you could see that the market went up, but then back down. And if you're in a actual investment, you will suffer the same loss as the market does. Conversely, if you're in an indexed annuity, the principal that you started with would remain the same, but the return that year would be a zero. That's kind of where a zero becomes your hero, right? That's where you didn't get any growth, but you didn't lose any money. So the question that Gary was asking was, how come he saw a loss in his annuity? Well, that's because he's not in a fixed annuity. He's in what's called a variable annuity. A variable annuity does have your investments actually in the market, and the return happens day to day. A fixed index annuity has returns happening year to year. So what happens during the middle of the year is really unimportant. The only thing that is important is what happens from the time that you started it, right, which is the anniversary, to the next anniversary, whatever happened in between is really a moot point. It's where did it start and where did it end? What's the return? That's what you get a percentage of. In a variable, you're actually going to see the growth go up and you're going to see it come right back down. And it's possible in these variable products that although they're under the umbrella of an annuity, they still have the attributes of an investment in the marketplace. And so you could see a loss. You could even see a loss of your principal. So there's a difference. Variable annuities are typically sold by those individuals with securities license, RIAs, investment advisors at some of the big known brokerage companies. That's where you can get the variables. Fixed index, you're going to get them predominantly from insurance carriers that will give you the potential for the growth, but they're not going to have any risk associated to your principal. So it's important, differences between the two of them, right? Important differences is that one of them gives you the ability to get some growth without risk. The other one is going to go up and down each and every day. So I hope that answered your question. If you didn't and you have one, I encourage you to just send us an email to financial411@att.net. That's financial411@att.net. And we'll take your questions. Or you can call us toll free at 844-735-SAFE, SAFE, SAFE. So it's 844-735-SAFE. That's a new number. 7233. Deanna, what's the next question?
I have Sarah in Tampa who asked, well, my husband is 70 years old. All of our money was tied to the market. We're getting scared now, but we were told that we don't have time to put it in an annuity. Would an annuity help us for a 70-year-old?
Wow. So obviously some misinformation there. So an investment advisor is encouraging the individual not to take the money out of the marketplace and allow it to grow. Now, an interesting story, I can go back probably about 20 years, but there was a story about a young a young broker that had encouraged the person about the same age, 70 years old, to throw the money into a variable account. That means an account that had all the same risk associated with it. And the crazy thing was is that it went up during the tenure that he had. However, when he passed away, the family saw some losses, right? The kids that were going to inherit the money, because the money was still in the brokerage account, it took a dip. So the broker was actually sued by the family. So the broker was sued by the heirs, the beneficiaries, if you will, for not putting money at that age into a safer account, meaning that because the money was at risk and because even though it had done well in the beginning, it still played out where the family lost money because the market crashed at the wrong time. So now we've got a 70-year-old who says, can I put my money into an annuity? Well, there are two types of annuities, or three even. Well, I'm going to go back. There's four or five safe variations of indexed or fixed annuities. And what that means is that at 70 years old, if he's got all his money in the marketplace, he could potentially move that money today from where he is into a fixed annuity, and the fixed annuity would give him a guaranteed interest rate that he could then start to take withdrawals from, so that he has a safe place with which to know where his money's going to be, and he's not going to lose it, make it last a lifetime. Number two, he can put it into what's called an income-producing annuity. That means that he can put the money in, 30 days later he can start taking out monthly payments. So again, he can start taking out monthly payments within 30 days, and those payments can either remain level or they can climb predicated on market growth. So obviously there's a formula for how the carriers actually create that plan, but at the end of the day, that's available, and he might like the idea of getting an increasing income to try to keep up with inflation, and that's another option that's available for him starting within 30 days. Then there are some annuities that allow up to 20% withdrawals. Nobody should be taking out 20% of their money in any 1 year on a regular basis, because you know, if you did the math, that's only 5 years, theoretically six, and that money's all gone. You can't do that at age 70 with all of your marketplace money. So important thing is, do I move that money today? I'm 70 years old. If I don't think I have the portfolio that's going to allow me to have money that would last the rest of my life, then I would encourage that person to sit down with a broker, a professional, a financial planner professional like myself, and we would assist them with designing a plan so that if they still have the desire to play the market, they play it only with the money that they could afford to lose that is not going to change their lifestyle. We want to put them in a position where they're going to feel secure, where they're going to allow themselves to have the kind of return and the lifestyle they're looking for, but not take any risk. And they shouldn't be at that age. So if you're climbing up to the ages of 60, 65, 70, and you're in a position where you don't want to take the risk, then you certainly want to look to a fixed indexed annuity as an option. Now, there are other programs available through other avenues. I realize that. But if you want guaranteed income, if you want security, then I would encourage you to look at a fixed indexed annuity as an option. And then remember, there are different types of fixed indexed annuities. Not all are alike. So keep in mind, have a conversation, put down what your desires are, and then get with a person that can advise you on where you want to be. If you'd like to call us toll-free, it's 844-435-7233. Again, that's 844-435-7233 or 435-SAFE. Deanna, next question.
Okay, I have Arlene from Arlington, Texas.
Wow.
Stomping grounds there. Yeah. She wanted to know about, because she's just starting to look into annuities, and she's concerned that if she puts her money in an annuity and she passes away, will anybody in her family inherit it? Will it come out tax-free? Is it taxable? How does that work if she happens to pass away before she's able to take out her annuity?
Great questions, but there's a whole bunch of questions in that one question.
Correct.
So it could take forever to really answer that. So let's start with number one. If you've got a fixed indexed annuity and you put the funds into that plan, it doesn't say my money's gone and I can never get it. I'm the only one that can receive that money. Every plan from a carrier that writes both insurance and annuities is going to have what's called a beneficiary. It's a written beneficiary. So that means that there's already somebody or somebodies that have been people that have been earmarked as the recipients of those assets if the owner of that plan was to pass away. So if you haven't started taking any of your money out, whatever the accumulation value is, that's the principal plus actual earned and locked in interest, that's going to be paid out to their beneficiaries. That typically is the kids. It could be the spouse. It could be the kids. And if there's no spouse or kids involved, then you would probably have named somebody else or an estate to do that. Now, if you haven't got a named beneficiary, that's where maybe having a trust would be of value to you. Another topic for another day. But for the most important thing is that there are different ways to leave those assets, but rest assured the assets will be paid out. Here's the big thing, though, and this is important. If nobody files a claim, how does the annuity company or the carrier even know? They don't know.
Great thing. I think a lot of people don't realize that you have to file a claim on those too.
Exactly. So if nobody files a claim, it's going to sit
knows.
There. So we have a friend in Texas that was the lone heir to a number of aunts, uncles, insurance policies that have all passed away now.
Yes.
So he's the sole heir. And here's the thing. He hasn't filed a claim. So he's got all the policies. There's value in there. But if you don't file the claim, the insurance companies don't know. Now,
I think in his case, he thought because it's so much time has passed that the policies were void.
You know, that's a good point.
Yes.
And this goes to the question of Arlene, are they going to get the money? The answer is the money's always there. Have you ever seen some of those things that come in the mail and says, hey, we found you? And this is before they were coming from different parts of the world, right? Where you got, hey, I'm the CEO or the owner of some company or the president of some little country in the world. And you won $1 million. Send us your information and we'll send it to you. Which, of course, don't do that. Don't do that, right? But what's interesting is that, our friend is right. He didn't file the claims yet. And if you don't file the claims, the insurance companies will have it accrue interest because they're legally obligated to do that. But it's not much. It's at a small interest rate. So with Arlene's case, somebody's got to file that claim. So nobody's going to lose them. You're not going to lose the money. It's going to be there. Now, I will tell you another interesting thought. Let's assume that Arlene started taking the money out as a lifetime income stream. If she's taking the money out and she outlives her money, if she outlives the money, which means that all of her money's gone, the company's still paying her, and that's one of the benefits to an annuity is that it'll pay you forever and ever. The company's still paying her. Well, then at that point, because her money is gone, it's kind of like a pension, right? Once you have received your money, well, once you've turned on your income, you're going to get payments for the rest of your life. But when you pass away, if you don't have any heir or anybody to get that money, it's not going to continue, right? So there are some ways to get around that, though, taking that option, a whole different storyline. But yeah, plenty, believe it or not, there's so many questions in the financial arena that people need to get answers to, and they just go along their merry day rather than find out what should or could happen under certain circumstances. Important to know. So that's why we're here today, and we certainly hope that you will be giving us a call at 844-435-7233 if you have any questions, so that we can address yours personally.
Or send the email. It seems like people want to send the email rather than call.
Isn't that true? People don't like to talk anymore.
Yep.
You know, do you ever like tell your kids, you text them for dinner, they'll come right down, but you call them, they don't know, right? They don't even pick up the phone. Yeah. So.
Well, I guess on the second part of what she's asking, is she's wanting to know about how to take it out. Whether it, does she get in a lump sum? Do they continue with payment? And she also wanted to know, is it taxable to them?
Good question. So when you open up your, and I'm going to address the last question first.
Okay.
When you open up your plan, you're going to check a box that will determine whether it's taxable or tax-free from the get-go, right? Whether it's taxable, all of it, which would have been an IRA or 401k rollover, or whether you had a Roth IRA that you rolled over. Roth IRAs are tax-free on the way out. So with a Roth IRA, you pay tax on the way in. You're not going to pay tax on the way out. That's actually advantageous for some people, predicated on when you started, where you are. Again, that's why setting up a financial plan is so important. And this gal actually needs to speak with somebody right now to get a financial plan in action.
Yeah, she's reached out where she wants us to follow up with her.
So, great question. And then it's important for people to know that if, in fact, you do not get with that professional, then you could be making the wrong decision, and the wrong decision could cost her taxes. So, if she pulls it out all at once, if it was in an IRA, not only is it taxable, it's all taxable 100%. And oh, by the way, that's never good, because if she's retired, 65, she's on Medicare, she could actually see her Medicare premiums double or triple as a result of pulling all the money out at one time and then using it in a bank account. Not a good idea. And then the other thing is that if she takes it out incrementally, well, she might only pay tax on the interest earned. It's predicated on what the circumstances were for her. So great question, but there is no generic or one-size-fits-all answer to that. Last question, then we'll go to another break.
Okay, I have, it looks like Don, D-O-N.
Uh-huh, yeah. Don.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if it was Dan or Don.
Go ahead.
Okay, I have Don and Parrish who wanted to know, why do I see all over that annuities are bad, that annuities are not recommended?
You know, great question. So people are going, why are annuities bad? And I'm going to tell you this, there are good and bad of everything, right? So there are good and bad investments, there are good and bad annuities, there are even good and bad term life policies. So that's a whole nother topic for another day. But yeah, good and bad. So annuities, if you got into one that is 14, 15 years before you can get it out, or it only has growth predicated on you taking an income, that means it's not going to be good for your walking away money, but it could be great for 401k IRA money, right? So an annuity is good or bad predicated on what you wanted that annuity to do for you. So as I said a few minutes ago, because there are so many different types of annuities, it's important to understand what your objective was, and if the annuity that you're looking at actually has all the attributes that are right for you. So if you said, I want an income, this money is an exchange of a lump sum, my 401k, for an income to last me the rest of my life, because we all live on a monthly income, right? Nobody lives on a lump sum. We live on a monthly income. We pay our bills on a monthly income. We pay our car payments, our auto insurance, our homeowners, all is paid monthly. So you need to have that cash flow coming in consistently so that you're able to meet those obligations and pay them without any challenges or trepidations going on in your head, right? That's why you want to have a fixed indexed annuity that can pay you an income for the rest of your life. So the purpose of a 401k, the purpose of an IRA is, right, by default, an individual retirement account. It's not an individual buy a boat account, right? It's not an individual, I need a new HDTV, right? It's basically, it's income. It's an exchange of a lump sum for income. That's what you want to do with an annuity. If you know, it's interesting, but your pension plan is basically an annuity. Your Social Security is basically an annuity. And if you win on AGT, it's an annuity that's paying you $1 million. It's basically a lump sum that has been exchanged for a stream of income, because that's how we live. We live on a stream of income. Take a lump sum, run out of money, and then see where you're at, right? Not a good position. So she might be hearing that she purchased the wrong annuity. She may have inherited the wrong annuity. She may not have understood the wrong annuity. And some people have bad experiences because they did it wrong, right? Like I hearken back to the conversation earlier about the guy in the next cubbyhole. Guy in the next cubbyhole says, I bought an indexed annuity. It was a piece of crap. I didn't make any money. I didn't do any well. I pulled my money out. They took money from me. Yeah, you have a 5, 7, or 10 year obligation to stay with it, just like you could have a 3-year, 5-year, 7-year CD. They all work the same. They have those kind of obligation. Same could be said with an annuity. Get the right one. It'll work for you. You just can't assume that all annuities are the same. We would have to meet and talk again. Call us at 844-435-7233. We'll talk about that. And we are going to take a commercial break right now. We'll be back in a little bit. This is the TAN Talk Radio Network, and I'm Robert Golton, along with my wife, Deanna. We'll be back in a bit.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Hey, you new to the area or just want to know about the best hidden gems and upcoming events? Stay tuned. Be Local Buzz with Devin takes you to these places, introduces you to the best businesses, and tells you about upcoming buzz. Preset your radio to TAN Talk 1340 AM or 106.1 FM every Thursday from 4 to 5. That is the Be Local Buzz with Devin on TAN Talk 1340 AM and 106 FM every Thursday from 4 to 5. Looking forward to speaking with you. Hey, you new to the area or just want to know about the best hidden gems and upcoming events?
Tune in to the Shrink and Wrap Show here on TAN Talk Radio. Our stories and our topics will include, but are not limited to, everyday issues. We're here for you, for our listeners. We want to know what's important to you. So again, don't miss us on TAN Talk Radio. Tune in again, Shrink and Wrap Show. We'll see you then.
That's the Shrink and Wrap Show, every Thursday from 3 to 4 p.m. right here on the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Panhellenic News, on air live every Wednesday at 4 p.m. at 106.1 FM. Panhellenic News, radio program from the Panhellenic Federation of Florida. Wednesday at 4 p.m. Greek news, entertainment and culture.
Μια νέα αρχή για τον ελληνισμό. Μείνετε συντονισμένοι.
Stay tuned.
This is Paul Porter, the arena voice of the Tampa Bay Lightning and Orlando Magic, and the press box voice of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I hope you'll join me every Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. for my weekly show, The Home Team, heard right here on the TAN Talk Radio Network and Facebook Live, The Home Team with Paul Porter, talking Lightning, Bucks, Rays, USF, and a whole lot more. Your calls and prize giveaways. Join us this Saturday and every Saturday morning for The Home Team, 9 to 11, on the TAN Talk Radio Network.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
We are back with our final segment here at From Diapers to It Depends, and we thank you all who have joined us both on Facebook Live and listening on 1340 AM here in Tampa Bay or online at tantalkradionetwork.com. Thank you again for participating. We've been taking your questions about financial fitness, really getting yourself together, understanding the rules of engagement. And before I get back into whether you have any more questions, I got something really quickly that came out, a couple days ago. And it was an article that I read online that indicated that one-third of Americans report a lack of financial well-being. And what does well-being mean? And what are they trying to allude to? And essentially what they're saying is that people are emotionally distraught over the fact that they haven't actually saved any money towards their financial future, right? And you can't go back, right? Because everyone thinks, I have plenty of time. Like when you're 25, 35 years old, you're thinking, I've got 30 years. But truth be told, you're losing the most important years by not contributing in the early years. So let me see if I can give you a rule that might make more sense. There's a rule called the Rule of 72. And that says that the interest rate you're earning will determine how long it takes for your money to double. So that would mean that, let's say, for example, I was 25, and at 25, I had $5,000 set aside, and that I was earning a 7% return, which is very close to, and we'll just round it up, to doubling your money, which would mean that my money would double every 10 years. And how do I calculate that? I take the interest rate that I'm earning, 7, I divide that into 72, the answer is 10, it's actually 10 point. But at the end of the day, every 10 years, your money will double. So 7 years is really the goal that most people often look to attain over the years, because that's pretty good, right? It's gonna be a pretty consistent number. So let's take that 25-year-old. That 25-year-old would have $5,000 at 25. But with a 7% compounding return, at the age of 35, that becomes $10,000. At the age of 45, that's $20,000. At the age of 55, that is $40,000. And by the time he hits 65, that $5,000 is now worth $80,000. So let's envision that a child, and I say child, 25 years old, this could be married with kids for all I know, but that individual had put away $5,000 or had $5,000, and he was capable of putting away $5,000 each and every year. So at 26, he put away another $5,000. At 27, another $5,000. 28, another $5,000. That would mean in retirement now, at age 65, he would have $80,000. At age 66, he'd have $80,000. At age 67, he'd have $80,000. Now, the numbers are just used for demonstration purposes, but in reality, it could be a little bit more, it could be a little bit less, predicated on the actual return received. But my point is that $5,000 became $80,000. But here's the kicker. Let's imagine for just 1 minute that the person didn't put away $5,000 at 25. He waited and put away $10,000 at age 35. So let's do that. He put in twice the amount of money, but he waited 10 years. Okay, well, that would give him the same return. But what if he said, I'm only gonna put away $5,000 at age 35? So he puts away $5,000, he's putting away the same amount he would have done 10 years earlier, but he's doing it 10 years later. What he's losing are the $40,000 to $80,000 return we just mentioned. In other words, instead of getting $80,000 a year, he's going to have only $40,000 a year because he lost the most valuable component, and that was time. The power of time and compounding interest is the most significant part. So you got to put something away, which is why I said earlier, even if you went online and started the investment account with 25 or 50 or 100 bucks, but you start to put something away and you start to accumulate and you start to recognize the power of compounding interest, the power of consistent deposits, that's what will get you to the next level. And if you don't take the opportunity to do that today, then you're going to end up wondering whether or not you're going to be one of those emotional people that just said, I'm concerned, they become distraught, they become depressed, they have to continue working, and they're not in a position where they feel comfortable. So that article talked about people lacking financial well-being. That's up in your head. So definitely something to consider as you start doing your plan. Deanna, no more questions.
Yeah, we have another question from in Tampa from Tony, but I'm going to kind of paraphrase this one because it's kind of a two-part question, but it's got a lot in here. He wants to know, he says, you know, back in the old days, they always said, don't, you know, put all your eggs in one basket. Mm-hmm. So he said he's got a few of those flyers that he went to on annuities and stuff, but they called it the retirement plan. And he said when he was going there, one of them said they wouldn't even talk to him unless he had $250,000 or more to put away. So he did some research, and the lowest one he could find was these advisors wanted him to put over $100,000 away. So he's asking, well, how can he get into an annuity if all he's been told is you've got to have a huge lump of sum, and when he's young, he doesn't have that type of money?
Great question. And that's unfortunately a commission-driven challenge. You know, one of the things I've always said for years, I have written a book called You Earn What You Deserve, and That Sucks. You can get that online on Amazon. So I'm going to take a
plug.
Time to throw a little plug in there, right? A little promotion there. You can go to You Earn What You Deserve, and That Sucks. It's available on Amazon. And it talks a little bit about the fact that people focus on commissions. Look, I get it. They want to make as much as they can for the time they put in. So they're saying they only want to work with people that have a certain amount of money to invest. I get that, okay? But at the same token, I do want you to know that we have never been like that. If you've only got 10, 15, 20,000, yes, you're going to get the same treatment as if you had $1 million in the account. You're not going to be able to do the same things. You're not going to be able to have the same plans, but you could get started, right? So you could start with 10,000. And I'm going to tell you that the smallest that you can start with in almost any plan is at least 10. Some are 20, some of them are 50. But you can start with those numbers. So it's not like you cannot get started. You just have to realize that some of your options are going to be less, but there are some good plans that are available for just $10,000, right? You could do that. And, you know, I'm going to tell you, Tony, if you want to give us a call at 844-435-7233, we can talk to you a little bit about what you can do. It's your money. Everything that you contribute is important to you. We get that. So we're not going to tell you you can't do what you could or want to do with your money. So that's an important component. So know that they do exist, they are out there, and that's an important perspective when it comes to your money.
Yeah, I remember way back when you used to train insurance agents. Do you remember the phone calls you used to get?
Oh, God, yes. There was one guy that called up. I remember that, the one you're talking about. Where he called up and he said, I've got a client, they want an annuity, and it's $50,000 that they have. What's my commission? That's all he cared about. What's my commission?
And I remember you said, you know what? I don't want an agent like you working for me, because that's not how we operate. And he was gone after that.
Exactly. In other words, we have to realize that if you focus on commission only, you're not going to make any, right? I once had a guy that could explain the compensation program, but he didn't earn anything. And the reason was, is because he was so focused on how much commission he was supposed to make per deal. He never focused on the fact that when you help more people, it takes care of itself. That's pretty much the attitude that we've had. And I know there are people that are out there today with the internet, you get all this misinformation about how to go make $1 million overnight. I got people saying they're gonna make $1 million, but they never made 100,000. You gotta make it something first, right? You have to learn to crawl, then you can kind of stumble and walk, and then you can run, right? But it's really a process that hasn't changed. So I encourage people to, if you've got a problem or you're in a position and you don't know what you should be doing, give us a call out there, because we're going to be out there to help you. It's not going to be like you're left alone. And we just don't do annuities. We do, whether it's precious metal, we do have for accredited investors, there are opportunities to make investments into larger, more aggressive growth plans, and they could play out really well. You know, the old cliche, sometimes it takes money to make money. Well, let me define what an accredited investor is. That means somebody has to have at least an annual income of $200,000, or they have to have a net worth exceeding $1 million without it including their private residence. Those are what are called accredited investors. Now, why do certain investments require accredited investors? And the answer is, you want to take a guess? They don't want you to lose your money, right? So in other words, they want to make sure that if you put money into this account and it blew up, your life didn't change. Just kind of like, you remember years ago that when I had a call when I was on a different radio station. I had a phone call that said, hey, I've got some money. I've heard about this thing called Bitcoin. What should I do? And I remember telling him that you'll never hold a Bitcoin. It's not like a quarter, even though they certainly promote it that way when you see pictures of Bitcoin, right? There's a symbol for Bitcoin and it looks like a coin, but I don't know anybody that's ever held a Bitcoin, right? I've held a quarter, but I've never held a Bitcoin. And the crazy thing about that was that I told him that if I tell you not to invest into it, and it does extremely well, which it did, then you're going to be mad at me for telling you not to go into that. If I told you to invest in it and it disappeared off the face of the earth, you'd have another perspective, right? So I was in a no-win situation. So at the end of the day, you have to recognize that there is, you have to make investments predicated on your ability to you know, save money, have money, where you are financially, what's your portfolio looking like? How much do you have? Are you gonna lose any money? If you don't know the answer to that question, then you really shouldn't be investing. So that's the first thing you have to do. So when an agent calls me up and he says, I got a person with $50,000, they want an annuity, how do they even know they're qualified for an annuity? How do they even know an annuity is right for them? Just because they heard certain things contrary to the last guy, Tony, that heard negative things. The question is, where do you go, right? You've got to get the right information and realize that just because something worked for the guy in the next cubbyhole or for the agent doesn't mean that everything is going to be the same. Nothing fits the same. Everybody's different. Medication that works for you might not work for somebody else, right? Penicillin or amoxicillin might be the perfect antibiotic for somebody, but someone else might be allergic to it. And
your wife.
Like my wife, right? And it could take them out. So you have to realize those are some of the parameters that you there. So what might work well for me might not work well for the next person. So that's an important component. And I'm going to end it with this. We just got a couple of minutes.
Well, the one thing I do want to say about Robert is, you know, he's helped me with my finances way before we even got together. But the one thing that stood out with him, and it's his model now, is an educated client is a client for life. So what he does is not just tell you, oh, you should do this and this with your money. He actually educates you on the products and what he's doing for you. And he'll even give you homework to do some research yourself, which I think is very valuable.
Good point. And let me point out two things about the young lady sitting next to me. She actually happens to be a certified National Social Security advisor. So if you've got questions on Social Security, she's definitely going to be the person that you can call in with questions. But more importantly, get together with us at, and call your appointment. And remember, we're at financial411.net, financial411.net. All our contact information is out on there as well. Or you can call us here at Tan Talk Radio. If you got questions, you can call in 727-441-3000. So there's a lot of things
or
you can do.
Or the favorite way seems to be emailing.
Emailing, because people don't like talking today, right? The other thing is that she's also astute when it comes to your Medicare program. So if you've got a question on Medicare, I know that's a question that everybody is going to have at some point in their life. As long as you hit 65, you're going to be eligible for Medicare. And there are places when you can and cannot take in some rules and regulations with that. Am I right or right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. So
there's a lot of misinformation out there, unfortunately.
Well, because you can't lie on the web. We all know that. You guys have been great. So listen, I'm going to tell you that we'll be back next week. We have Nathan Akers is going to be with us on the radio talking about the opportunities in gold and silver today and how that could be your, for those people who are also looking for places they can get money in and out of and quickly. I'm Robert Goldsmith. You guys have been great. And this is
Deanna Goldsmith.
And we are financial411.net. And we'll see you on the flip side. Thank you. Have a great week.